7. Date and place of writing not known. This entry appears in Mrs. White's diary under the date of November 3, 1890. However, from internal evidence, it appears that the lines quoted here were probably written some weeks or even months later. The phrase, "the season of the year was unfavorable," points back to a substantially earlier period. It appears that Ellen White wrote everything on page 288 of her diary, as well as the first four lines of page 289 on November 3rd. Sometime later, she filled out the rest of page 289 and, at the bottom of the page, referred her secretary to the back of the book for the balance of the account. The bottom line reads, "Look at the last part of the book, headed Salamanca, Important Matter." While pages 450 to 517 are not titled Salamanca, they do carry a long account of the Salamanca vision. "Weary in body and in much discomfort and pain, I went to my chamber, my sleeping room. I had painful feelings and thought I would be compelled to return to Battle Creek. The season of the year was unfavorable, the weather changeable, and the cars uncomfortably heated. This prepared us to contract colds, and it seemed presumptuous to attempt to journey from state to state. I knelt by my chair to pray, feeling disheartened in reference to my journeying. Many appointments were before me. I had not uttered a word when the whole room seemed filled with a soft, silvery light, and my pain and disappointment and discouragement were removed. I was filled with comfort and hope and the peace of Christ. My peace will I give unto you. I knew it was upon me. The presence of Jesus was in the room." Genesis 28, verse 12 to 15. I could better understand the meaning of these words. "And Jacob said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And he was in a desolate wilderness. Indeed, heaven seemed very near to me, and my heart was filled with joy and gladness. I had no inclination to sleep. I wanted to feast upon the heavenly manna, that bread of life, that if we eat thereof, we shall live forever. What a night that was to my soul! Every breath was prayer mingled with praise to God.